Blog Talk Radio.
Shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports
and
Death.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Oh, yeah. Sports in Depth live from the latest episode on Blog Talk Radio with the Trust in God. We don't know where it's getting. Some madness. We said that it happened. Situation. But the latest episode. Capital of the state of Seattle. We're watching Patriots in the line live from Detroit in the USA. I'm in right here. Vintage play today. But this is a Tiger Woods. Ideas since the last victory today. The only guy with figures in the park went again for the first time in a long time. You know, you look at that situation, and you said Tiger should have both won the British Open and the PGA. Now it's made the, you know, if Tiger had been able to play like this beginning of the season, he won a major. Where it was, he had to go to more court. He had to beat him. two bogey holes. I really was. Maybe it's going to go in. Yeah. Once again, and you can see that guy. He is the king of his kind. Michael Phelps. They put the top at from one T.O.T. No. Tomorrow, I'll talk about the day, too. You know, you can be the greatest of all time, not the all-time home winner, the all-time game winner, all-time sports. I'm Brady. All right, Barnes. Among the oldest guys, you know, that's the oldest, that's Karl Malone. You know, Karl Malone was older than that in the history. I think it's for the part I did it, but it was five. It took a long time, but how excited we are. Excited to work in again. I'm in Roy McIlroy, McIlroy. The top 500. 9, 1, 2, my field goal. Anyway, here's the halftime score on that, 13-3. Lions against the Patriots in Detroit. Injury today to Aaron Rodgers. Not Aaron Rodgers. Well, Rodgers is not 100%. They lost today. The Washington Redskins beat them. Giants won 27-25.
The score is kind of weak.
The Rams have won again. Look at that scoreboard for you, but I'm going to have it for you right now. So what we're going to do is, bless you all. Now I'm going to open up with a prayer. John Copeland, please. Good God, thank you once again for the day. More importantly, have your will of your will. Thank you, God. God, I'm going to get up. Food on our table, food on our table, shoes on our feet. Keeping the facts, this team. But the person who ran, we can't get that out. Don't. And now, later, get in. Maybe left you.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up.
Listen.
How I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes.
I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Still around with cause I hear word never cause I'm nigga. And I'm up on the doing time, got a message for you. Might be stressing never, there's a blessing coming. And when it do through all the party and the nonsense, just takes the time to thank God for what he done. When the partner you run with come with them negative comments trying to get you to do something, you better not follow them damn as I swear, I declare, throw my power in prayer. You had no idea, God is all.
Blessed to have you listening to me once again on Sports of Death on Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. And Rams won today again. You know, they took Grodin out of the radio booth, press box, and gave him a job. It's remarkable how African Americans just overlook these jobs. Remarkable. Adrian Peterson today had 19 carries, 120 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the Redskins win. People forget about that. Drew Brees, 39 for 49, 296 yards, and 5 touchdowns. In fact, scoring one. Those are the two big guys of the day. I think people forgot about Peterson. Quietly, had a little impact down there. Okay. Let's return about Phil with the Tiger head to say after his big win today. Wow, what a huge win. It was just a grind out there. Former world number one tournament machine moments after final putt. I loved every bit of it. The fight and the grind and the tough conditions. Loved every bit of it. And Thousand followed him down the, I told you, it looked like the whole time's world, you know. And he said, I just can't believe I pulled this off. Added a very visibly emotional words during the presentation. It's been tough. I had it not so easy the last couple of years, and I've worked my way back. By the grace of God. Dr. Danny, Sports Net Block, Dr. Danny, Trust in God, your network, it's football scores, and hey, mainly I just wanted to talk about the Tiger and Canelo and Alvarez Triple G fight. That fight wasn't close. I mean, I had Canelo win 5 first 6 rounds. The fight was over after the 9th round. So the big thing with that fight, too, is you know, the greatness of fighters. Adjustments. Now, and Roy Jones talked about that, too, how Triple G's camp said that, you know, they wanted him to stand in front of Triple G. And he did. He did. And he made the adjustment to Triple G. Triple G couldn't make the adjustment to him. And it was something. Talking to Marion Borkin. Trying to get Borkin's comments here, which are always so valuable. Tiger Woods is so emotional on winning his first major in a long time. And, wow. Also very happy for him. He's going to be in the Ryder Cup, too. Let me get Marion's comments here for us real quick before we leave. As I asked him about his feelings and thoughts about the fight. And, of course, he raised a boxing mind about time. He had something to say. As to the fight, I basically agree and give it to Canelo because he came out and gave them what they wanted. Triple G simply did not. I don't need to see them fight again as Canelo. Though smaller is the better of the all-around fighters, in my humble opinion, which is the best opinion you can get. Unboxing. Yeah. Dr. Stanley Sports Net Block, Dr. Radio, Trust and Government Network. We're ready to leave here. And Larry Hardesty close out the show. Leave you with 3 thoughts. Life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Service to others is what you pay for your room here on earth. I am my brother's keeper. My brother's come in all colors. Last quote, Nelson Mandela. Prior to that, Roberto Clemente. Prior to that, Muhammad Ali.
prior to that, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who also said forgiveness is not a casual act, but a permanent state of mind. And he also said the true measure of a man is not where he stands in times of comfort and convenience, where he stands and reacts in times of challenge and controversy. Dr. King, wow. And humble, blessed, saved by the grace of God, me, I simply say, goodbye my heart. God bless you all and trust in God. And with that, the greatest African sportscast in the history of New York City radio, which makes me the greatest of all time, ESPN. And hey, my friend, the one and only, the legendary Larry Hardesty, says goodnight for us. Doc Daly, sports at Block Talk Radio and the Trust in God, and Eric live from Fortaleza, Brazil.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
I think about how Jack, morning classics. And this kind of fits the atmosphere. Some of my
Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet, pierced in your side. Could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true. You gave your life and still
And if I may say that the sports in-depth nation is here. The sports in-depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Sammy. Take it away, good doctor.
And we, we're not ready to take it away.
Good show.
Do believe that
Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live for life.
Live for life. But let's live, everybody.
Live life. For the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, who's willing to try?
In New York, 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.